Hello, my name is Shani Tarrigan, and welcome to Torah Timacha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Kohelet, Perek Vav, Chapter 6. We learn that man's lack of control undermines even his last dire attempt to enjoy life. Perek Vav asserts that not only have we not found a comprehensive solution to the evil sickness described in Perek He, but that it's too overwhelming. Rabbah, as he begins Perek Vav, he says, Yesh ra'a shera'iti tachat ha-shemesh v'rabahi al adam, and in fact is overwhelming. To support this assertion, Kohelet points to an individual who is blessed with wealth and honor and all of his wishes, but not allowed to enjoy them. Instead, a stranger enjoys them. Think, for example, of one who works and saves, hoping to retire in style, only to die the day he reaches retirement. Man's complete, immutable lack of control even over his own fortune and his own future means that he may never be able to enjoy the products of whatever success he achieves. And this applies to everything: his own material success, his own success of wisdom, his success in his accomplishments of actions, and even Yirat Elokim. Psukim Gimel through Vav apply this idea to all of humanity, even longevity or significant accomplishments. For example, begetting numerous children do not satisfy man. There is always more to accomplish and enjoy, and certain impending death absolutely limits this. The very fact that we know we're going to die is going to diminish whatever pleasure, whatever encouragement we have to accomplish and to create meaning in this world. That's the chali rahum. It's a terrible sickness, he says. Amarti tov mimenu hanafel. By the end of Pasuk Gimel, such a person and is really better off not just not living, but better off that he should have died a stillborn. His whole life was full of hevel, of meaninglessness, and his name is going to be covered anyway by darkness. As we have already ascertained, he's going to be forgotten. Even as he's living then, he never really enjoys. And therefore, Perek Vav, Chapter 6, concludes the first half of the analysis of Kohelet by returning to the thesis's blanket definition of all man's work as toil for naught. Not only does man achieve no permanent end, but he also remains ungratified. He doesn't enjoy life. Ilu chaya elef shanim pamayim v'tova lo ra'a. Even if he would live 1,000 years twice, and even if, as we discuss, he's able to beget numerous children, he's still going to remain unsatisfied because death would still loom in his future. All of his work gets swallowed up. Man is never going to be able to live a meaningful existence because he knows that death is looming in the future. Death is the insurmountable foe. Death absolutely undermines any meaning in life. And therefore, in addition to talking about the meaninglessness of actions, the meaninglessness of any accomplishments, he even speaks about the wise person again. What is the advantage then of having so much wisdom? What is the advantage of being a chacham, a wise person, over a foolish person? Can the wise person know how to somehow conquer this foe of death? Does the wise person know how to defy death? Tov mare inayim mahalach nefesh. And you may say, no, better to at least, as you're living, to enjoy life. He says, really, gam zehevel ura'ot ruach. The wise gains no more than the foolish man. Mankind has nothing. He's the poor man with which to face the stark reality of life, which is that it ends with death. Man's desires will always surpass his actual reach, which is restricted by death. Ma shehaya kvar nikra shemo, v'noda asher hu adam, v'lo yuchal ladin im shetakif mimenu. Man cannot find a way to extract any yitron. Man recognizes that death is much more mighty than he. Pasuk Yud Aleph, lo yuchal ladin im shetakif mimenu, ki yesh dvarim harbe marbim hevel, ma yoter la adam. So what is the yitaron then? There are so many aspects of life, basically. The fact that we're already thinking of death, even in life. So back to his first question. Really, ma yoter la'adam? What is the gain of man? Kohelet concludes this chapter with a number of questions that express his failure to find a solution. Man cannot know what is best for himself because he cannot know beyond his own death, which in itself is beyond his control, even his comprehension. And therefore, we see that he's extremely frustrated. So who can tell me what is good, what is meaningful for man in this world if we're all going to die anyway? Death undermines whatever purpose you want to point to in this world. After all, man's days in this world are numbered and they're all full of meaninglessness. The asim katzil, and they all become like a shadow to man. Asher mi yagid la'adam ma yeh acharav. And don't start telling me, he says, about what's going to happen to man in another world. Really, again, because no one knows what will be afterwards. We only know what's in this world. And in this world, he says, it's so clear that death undermines any possibility of life, any possibility of meaningful life. And therefore, we're back where we started from, with a lot of frustration. We don't know. And he's searching still for meaning. So the bad news is that we end off with the same questions that we started with exactly six chapters earlier. The good news is that we're only halfway through the Sefer, and we are going to continue Ve'ezrat Hashem with chapter 7, which is going to begin by attempting to provide answers to the questions, Mi yodea ma tov la'adam? Perek Zayin begins, Tov, let me try to tell you what in fact is good, what is meaningful for man in this world. Thank you for studying together. Li'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef, Zechrona Levracha.